The HBO series takes a different approach, because it has to. Its sound is cinematic, designed for a fixed perspective. The mix is built to support what's on screen. Dialogue is king. Music swells on cue, and the world is shaped through layered atmospheres, foley, and score. What the show does incredibly well, though, is control. Every sound is deliberate, stylized, clean. The clickers still terrify the audience, but their impact is sculpted in post-production. The music guides your heart rate, and along with the silence is time to the edit. It's a masterclass in television sound design and mixing. In the game, that control is handed over to you. The mix adapts to your movement. There's no fixed perspective, so the sound team had to adapt a system that can react organically and intelligently to whatever direction the player chooses. Both the game and the show use silence beautifully, but for different reasons. On television, it's dramatic punctuation. In the game, it's breathing room. A chance to listen. A cue that something's coming, or that nothing is. One is reactive, one is composed. But both demonstrate a mastery of sound as storytelling. Whether through an orchestrated scene on screen, or a player-triggered moment in-game, The Last of Us proves that great audio isn't just heard, it's felt.